Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 339, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, my earnest cry, thy listening ear is heard. With thy salvation answer me, and I will keep thy word. And what follows, Psalter 339, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
sorrow, we announce to the congregation that it has pleased the Lord to take out of Bethesda by the hand of death Mr. Heinrich Friedrich Willem Oudshoorn on Thursday, March the 12th, at the age of 87 years. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 19, the verses 1 through 16. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 19, the first 16 verses. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. And then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath a greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. And they cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Martin and Wilma Outshorn, and Mr. and Mrs. Harry and Christina Outshorn, and further family with the death of their father this past Thursday. Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the hospital, and Mr. and Mrs. Hank and the Anna Cluck, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy mercy to grant unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day. Then as a congregation, then thou wast spared each and every one of us, we may still be in the land of the living. In the precious day of grace, where the King is still gathering a church, then thou wast yet made a difference where there is no difference, where there are mourning families in our midst that have been cast into mourning by renewal, where displeased thee by the hand of death to take out of the midst of that family circle a dear father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and further family member, then also in our Bethesda, thou wast taken one of the residents out of their midst by the hand of death. Wilt thou remember that mourning family, from the youngest to the oldest, and may it please thee to sanctify the calling. It was true that he has surpassed the age of the strong, but in that family circle it is also being experienced that thou also taketh the young away. Then also for our Bethesda, as a large family, have also been cast into mourning by renewal the second time in this year, that it has pleased thee to usher one of the residents into eternity. May the calling be sanctified in the midst of the family circle and also in Bethesda. And so we commend all mourning ones unto thee, where there are many amongst us, and may it please thee by the work of thy Spirit to use those callings, that an other mourning may be born, accompanied with the mourning of the loss of a dear one, and that is a mourning because of that missing of thee, because of our sins, that separation, and a begging and a crying of thee for mercy. Lord, then in these weeks, then in a special way, then we may meditate upon the suffering and the death of thy dear Son. Oh, it declares thy justice, but it also declares thy love. And now there is not only a merited salvation, but, oh, thy dear Son at thy right hand, by word and by spirit, then he is also applying that merited salvation. And then we humbly ask thee, Lord, may it please thee to do it in this morning hour, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, that enemies may be made friends, oh, that sinners may be slain on the battlefield, a free and sovereign grace to be given to hand in their weapons, and to be given to ask, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And Lord, where thou hast begun, wilt thou grant further instruction concerning that wonderful salvation wrought by a triune God, grant a life bound to the throne of grace. Oh, as poor, as needy sinners, needing the precious blood of thy dear Son, wilt thou so bless thy church over the length and over the breadth of the earth, wilt thou also be mindful of our branch in this day, when an elder from another congregation may be present to serve them, wilt thou grant thy gracious help and grant thy indispensable blessing. Lord, then in this past week, then it is pleased thee to bless and gladden a family circle, a husband and wife by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little son. Spared life, given life, ah, grand a broken and a humble heart, a little bewonderment, and the psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that little son, he cannot do yet so of himself. And then it is the calling of parents to do so. And, ah, Lord, thou knowest that that true thanksgiving, that comes all from above. Wilt thou so remember those parents, strengthen the mother in the busyness in the midst of the family circle. Remember them with their increased responsibility, and may the prayers be multiplied, that he may be a little one for thee, for thy kingdom and for thy glory. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, an increased blessing, an increased responsibility. We commend unto thee all the parents, the family circles that are expecting. Oh, do watch over mother and the unborn, and gladden in due time with thy deeds. Remember the family circles, the parents that desire more children. Lord, we commend unto thee all the difficulties and all the trials. The handicapped daughter remains in the hospital. Thou knowest the grave concerns for the body. And then the question can be, how long shall it and can it continue? And to that end, may it please thee by thy grace to save her never dying soul. Do remember, continue to help, and remember the parents, the family circle. And do so remember all those that are under the physician's care in special ways with serious concerns, undergoing treatments. May they be blessed, may they be used, may they be sanctified. And then, Lord, in a special way, then we commend unto thee a father and husband that continues to struggle with severe depression already for a longer time. And then it behooves us to humbly beg of thee, if it may be according to thy will, to grant some deliverance. Remember his dear wife and children, oftentimes overwhelmed at their wits' end. May we be given to commend one another at the throne of grace with other ones that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind. Remember the secret crosses, the secret burdens. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help. Do open thy word, do open the heavens, and do open the hearts. Ah, Lord, be mindful of us as a people in a special way, with a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon young and old. Thou wast promised to work from generation to generation, and that thy word shall not return void unto thee. And to that end, leave us then not cold or untouched, but may thy word penetrate into our hearts by the first time, and by renewal, may our eyes be upon thee, may our help truly be in the name of the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Well, tell Granda Aaron's and hers, give a little rest in thy house. Where the prince of darkness, where he is also a faithful church attender, but, ah, Lord, wilt thou bind him, and may he be given to see that thou worketh mightily and wonderfully in the hearts of the children of men, that his kingdom may be diminished and disturbed in this very day, and that shall be for the extension of thy kingdom. Do it then for thy honor and for thy glory, because we have nothing to plead upon, we have no rights. It would be just if thou would pass us by, but, ah, Lord, do remember us and our dear children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Do pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 4, the five stanzas. Oh, wherefore do the nations rage, and kings and rulers strive in vain against the Lord of earth and heaven to overthrow Messiah's reign? And what follows, Psalter 4, the five stanzas. this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 19, the verses 8 through 12. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Our text words speak of Pilate examining Jesus concerning his divinity. Four thoughts. First, the suffering surrounding this examination. Secondly, the question in this examination. Thirdly, the answer upon this examination. And in the fourth place, the outcome of this examination. Pilate examining Jesus concerning his divinity. And that word divinity, boys and girls, that means his Godhead. Thus Pilate has examined Jesus, whether he was really the Son of God. First, the suffering. Secondly, the question. Thirdly, the answer. And in the fourth place, the outcome. Beloved congregation, an old father has stated that the church must resemble a bee. And boys and girls, you know what bees do. They go from flower to flower to gather nectar that they may make honey. And so a church must not be a bee that just flies over those flowers because her children can understand it. For such a bee, then there shall be no honey. But then it is necessary for such a bee that he stops from one flower to the next, and that he sucks up nectar and brings it to the hive to make honey. Then, of course, the bee has to be alive. A dead bee cannot make honey. And now a privilege and a blessing also concerning the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, one that may be granted unto the people of God. And then it shall be so profitable for themselves but also for their fellow men. Our text words takes place early on Friday morning, approximately 8 o'clock, maybe a little after, and then the last 12 hours have been very profound hours for the Lord Jesus Christ. Where on Thursday evening, times it is true, are not written in the scriptures, but when all the events are placed together, then perhaps from 10 through 12, where the Lord Jesus Christ is come in the Garden of Gethsemane and willing to drink the cup of wrath which his Father has given him. And then approximately at midnight, perhaps, then Judas with the band with the Romans have come to arrest him. And then those precious words of the Lord Jesus Christ, what an unfathomable love. If ye seek me, let these go their way. And then they have called the Sanhedrin together. And meanwhile, they have taken Jesus to the house of Annas the high priest. And then it is written that he was examined concerning 2 points, concerning his disciples, and that Jesus has given no answer. Because those disciples, they have fled, few have followed, and then have examined concerning his doctrine, and then Jesus has confessed that he has spoken openly in the temple. He was smitten. And then when a large majority of the Sanhedrin was gathered together, was brought to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, falsely accused, and then finally accused, found guilty, because when he has asked, O Jesus, many times silent, but when it concerned his Father's glory and the salvation of the church, then Jesus has spoken that he was indeed the Son of God. Oh, what a humiliation in that hall, that blessed Savior, that he was spit upon, that he was blindfolded, that he was smitten, tested whether he was a true prophet. And in the hall of Caiaphas is one of his disciples who has declared that he would never deny his master, has done so 3 times. And then early in the morning, then the Sanhedrin, the further Sanhedrin, has gathered, officially condemned Jesus to death. And Judas, was speaking conscience before he thought he would be happy with those pieces of silver. Good to remember, Judas, when we are tempted concerning different things that we think we shall be happy. But Judas was not happy. Remorse, he went to the temple, cast those pieces of silver on the ground. I have betrayed innocent blood, none to comfort. What is that to us? See to it. And then early in the morning, they have taken Jesus to Pontius Pilate. He has come outside, ask him concerning the accusations. 3 accusations, perverted the nation, refused to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king. Then Pontius Pilate has taken Jesus inside the judgment hall, a personal meeting. Would not be the last, was the second last. Close to the last meeting with Jesus before that final meeting on the great day of judgment. And then he has examined Jesus, whether he really was a king. Jesus has declared that his kingdom was not of the earth. And then Pontius Pilate has come out and confessed before the people that he found no fault in Jesus. The Jews have demanded his death, have said he has come from Galilee. He stirs up Jewry. And then Pontius Pilate, Herod was in Jerusalem, the Passover. Then Pontius Pilate has sent it to Herod, hoping he would be relieved of his difficulty. Herod has examined Jesus silent, put on a mock robe, sent back to Pontius Pilate with a message that Herod also found no fault in Jesus. Pontius Pilate has declared it, and then they have asked for a prisoner to be released. Then a duo was set, Barabbas and Christ. And then Pontius Pilate was called inside. His wife had a dream, had nothing to have nothing to do with this just man. And then Pontius Pilate, the meanwhile, the leaders have stirred up the people, which to choose that may go free. That was Barabbas. When we have mentioned some of those things, how is it with us? Who do we choose? And what is the relationship with the Son of God? And then the people have chosen for Barabbas. What must they then do with Jesus? Is that also a question for us? What must they do with Jesus? Or no question. Never troubled. Quite satisfied. What shall you then do with your sins? His name has been called Jesus because he has come to save his people from their sins. And then the Jews have stated that he has made himself the Son of God. And when Pontius Pilate heard that statement, that he has made himself the Son of God, we read it in our text in verse 8. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Thus the Jews have said, he has made himself the Son of God. And the accusation that he said that he himself, that Christ was a king. Those Jews, they did not tell Pontius Pilate everything. They did not say, Pontius Pilate, he has made himself the Son of God, but he has also given unto us, to the Jewish nation, many evidences and proofs thereof, because Christ has done so many wonders, has even raised the dead to become alive recently, Lazarus 4 days in the grave, and by his powerful voice, then Lazarus has come up. That they have not said to Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate was the more afraid. Everything that he has heard, undoubtedly, Pontius Pilate, because that Jewish people could be so rebellious and so stubborn, that there were spies concerning the state of that country, and that the message has come back to Pontius Pilate of those wonderful wonders that were taking place, that there is a prophet that preaches, and that he does wonders which none have never done before. Undoubtedly, we would think that Pontius Pilate has heard it. And then Jesus, when he was presented, we have read it together, after he was scourged, was under those circumstances that Pontius Pilate, to hopefully satisfy that bloodthirsty Jewish people, to scourge Jesus and to bring them to pity, we have heard it, scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. And so in this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have read it together, he may be presented to you, crown of thorns, scourged, a purple robe, behold the man, he has made himself the Son of God, and Pontius Pilate was the more afraid. How do we compare to Pontius Pilate? That's a proper question. How do we compare to Pontius Pilate? Came into contact with Jesus in a special way, and we each time, each Lord's Day, when we come up to God's house, and now in this morning, through his word, behold the man, scourged, purple mock robe, crowned with a crown of thorns, the blood flowing. They shall weep for him whom they have pierced. And how is it now with us? Still cold, unfeeling, no need, no sins, or are we still troubled? Hopefully, still a speaking conscience, hopefully oftentimes, that we ponder over these matters. How do we compare to the Jewish people? They have said he says that he is Christ the King. And he has made himself a king. They did not say he is. But he has made himself a king. How do we compare with that, people? When we consider the word of God, word is declared that Jesus is king, the Son of God, that he has come upon the world to save sinners. Are we like those Jews? It says he has made himself, but not a bowing thereunder. Because when we choose the world and we openly despise this word, then we do the same as the Jews. Say it is the word of God, but it is not a living word. But are there then times that you are really given to think and to ponder if it now really is the truth? Everything that is written in God's word, then something needs to happen in my life, because then I am living, that it is a word that I call it God's word, but he has made himself, he says. But those Jews did not bow and worship under the king, stayed with that confession. But are there then times that we really think, if it now really all is truth, if it is the word of the living God, then I need to become a living subject of that living king? Because otherwise, what an awful and a dangerous condition I am under the wrath of that living king. And to mock with the Lord and with his word by the way of disobedience, the suffering Savior, a savior of life unto life, or a savior of death unto death. And Pontius Pilate, our second thought, the question in this examination, and then we read in our text words, and went again into the judgment hall. Thus the second special meeting that Pontius Pilate, a very personal meeting that Pontius Pilate had with Jesus. First time concerning his kingship. Pontius Pilate became more and more afraid. He had never had such a case. Such a singular man. And he did not understand those words about that spiritual kingdom. We have many advantages above that people of the Jews and above Pontius Pilate. Because also concerning the preaching of Jesus, he has spoken such deep, such profound, and such mysterious matters concerning his sonship, that he was the Son of the Father, that he was God, many things which they cannot fathom, and it is true, The natural mind cannot fathom it, cannot comprehend it, and needs to be believed. But we have the Scriptures. Thus, one more meeting of Pontius Pilate with Jesus would be the last. Also a solemn thought. Sometime also cross your mind. Maybe the last church service. Last time. Do not have to be old young people. We know that. For Pontius Pilate. What a solemn thought. The last special personal meeting with Jesus upon this earth. The next meeting would be that shall be on the great day of judgment when Pontius Pilate shall be called upon to stand before Jesus. Oh, then he shall see the truth of the words of Jesus, that he is the King, King of kings and Lord of lords, that he is indeed the Son of God. But then it shall be too late. Do we not need to ask the Lord each time? Also when we come up to God's house, because we read in Exodus 25, verse 22, concerning the sanctuary of the Lord, was the special place where the Lord will meet with them and commune with them. Should we then not fervently beg of the Lord that that meeting may be blessed, that it may enter into our hearts? Of course, Lord, as many special meetings, different places, different circumstances, when our conscience speaks in the way of blessings, the way of afflictions, in the way of death. Then we read, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? What is thine origin? Where cometh thou from? The Pontius Pilate was deeply concerned. And they tell us in the Roman and Greek mythology, then they were taught that at times that the gods, that they would come out of heaven and that they would visit the earth. The Pontius Pilate was sore afraid when he heard that the Jews have expressed that he made himself the Son of God. And if that is now true, then I need to be very careful and very cautious how we deal with Jesus. Oh, it is true, Pontius Pilate. Oh, young and old, the first step. That is so important. Can you remember that, young people? The first step in different circumstances of life. Because Pontius Pilate, then already, he has stated he found no fault. Well, then Pontius Pilate, then you must set him free. But he had that struggle between his speaking conscience and fear of the Jews. Undoubtedly there are such. that also have those struggles. Between a speaking conscience can be the fear of our friends, what people will say, can be the struggle between a speaking conscience, temptation, an addiction, the lust of the flesh. Upon his pilot, a God-given place to be governor and judge. Find no fault than Pontius Pilate. Then you must openly declare, I find no fault, and there I'm set him free. But to wiggle himself out of his difficulty, then he has sent him to Barabbas. Then he has sent him to Herod. And then when he returned from Herod, then he placed Barabbas, very wrong. He was a murderer, a thief, with the Jesus, whom he has declared, I find no fault. And then the people have chosen for Barabbas. And then he sought an other way out. He thought, surely the Jewish people has not become so hard that they cannot be touched. If Jesus is now scourged, a crown of thorns, a bleeding Savior, a bleeding Jesus, then that people will surely be aroused to pity, and they will give permission that I may set Jesus free. Oh, Pontius Pilate did not have a deep enough impression of the depravity of man and the enmity of the natural man against grace and the dear Son of God. And now concerning that sonship, then Pontius Pilate found it very important. He needed to know whether this man who was accused, which was brought before him, he stated he was the king, but now even more profound, if this man is now truly the Son of God, then I need to be very cautious. Oh, perhaps Pontius Pilate even thought, then I need to become friends with this man because he is the Son of God. By renewal, has that become our concern? Concerning all that is written in God's Word. With our minds, we can admit it. How is it with our life? And have we been given by the grace of God as a poor sinner to seek that Son of God to be our Savior? Pontius Pilate, profound concern. What a profound meeting. And then we read, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? And Jesus gave him no answer. Was also very profound for Pilate. Why did Jesus not give an answer? Because Pontius Pilate, as judge, was not listening to his conscience. His wife has spoken of a dream, but was continuing on the same course. Oh, what an instruction. still a blessing when we have a tender and a speaking conscience. But boys and girls, I think you know what happens when we do not listen to our conscience. Then finally, it does not speak as loud. Maybe very seldom, if that is the case. Then you must ask the Lord today, Lord, then I need to repent, of course, and that the Lord, by renewal, will give those pangs in that conscience, that it speaks very loudly and very clearly under all the different circumstances of life. We read in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 7, a time to be silent and a time to speak can be a time. I read in 1 Samuel 28, verse 6, that at the end of the life of Saul, when the enemy was coming, that the Lord neither answered him by dream, by the Urim and Thummim, or by a vision. The Lord was silent when King Saul has inquired of the Lord. What a solemn meeting. Pontius Pilate, too. Pontius Pilate, Jesus, the King of the Jews, the Son of God. We read that Jesus did not answer. Ah, that is so different for those poor and needy seeking souls, burdened with their sin, with their guilt, riddles, perplexities. It is true. Jesus, he tries the faith of his people to test their sincerity. Think of that Canaanitish woman in Matthew 15. She cried, and Jesus answered her not a word. So he tests the faith of his people. But those poor seeking souls that cannot miss the Lord with the burden of their sin. Oh, what examples we have in the Bible. Jesus is tested, but he has answered. Let us first sing. Psalter 184, the stanzas 3, 6, 7, and 9. The foes who hate me unprovoked are strong and still increase. Though to disarm their enmity, my right I yield for peace. And what follows, Psalter 184, the stanzas 3, 6, 7, and 9.
Thank you.
Pilate examining Jesus concerning his divinity, the suffering, the question, and now the answer upon this examination. Then, boys and girls, then you can try to picture it in your mind. Pontius Pilate as judge. Do not know whether he has wore a robe like in our days. And the Lord Jesus Christ, scourged, the purple robe, and a crown of thorns. And then the suffering Savior, concerning his defense to free himself. Then he was silent, as the prophet Isaiah has prophesied in Isaiah 53, that he was dumb before his shears. Then Jesus was silent. First place for the glory of his Father, and in the second place for the salvation of his church. Oh, the suffering Savior, we read in the fourth verse of Isaiah 54, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And now that answer, big as Pontius Pilate, it remained silent. Then saith Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and of power to release thee? We have heard it. Pontius Pilate was sore afraid. And when he sat together with Jesus, word had been told that he was the Son of God. Undoubtedly, under that quietness, has become more afraid. And now Pontius Pilate, in the midst of that fear, he began to boast. Can also happen in our lives, maybe more with the youth, I hope. There are also among our youth that are busy with these things. Times tears, weeping, and then it can be with your friends that you try to hide it with a smile. Even other things which are not so good can be the same thing for those that are mourning. Thus then Pontius Pilate, then he started to boast, because we have heard it, me and I. And then he has stated, knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and of power to release thee? O Pontius Pilate, then you are accusing yourself. You are stating to Jesus that you have power to crucify and to set free. You are firmly convinced that it is on account of the enmity of the Jews that they have brought Jesus. You have received that message from your wife, that dream. Have nothing to do with this just man. You have yourself stated no fault in this man. And now you are stating that you have received a power as judge to crucify and to set free. And yet you are abusing, you are not using that power. Pontius Pilate, then with your words, you are condemning yourself. And then Jesus spoke in direct answer to the question concerning whether he was the Son of God. Then the Lord Jesus Christ has given the last instruction to Pontius Pilate. Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above." Read in Romans 13, verse 1, also concerning the government, that they are powers ordained from above. That's over against that boasting upon this Pilate. You have no power of yourself. It has to be given from above. And then is added, "Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath a greater sin." The greater sin. All sin is sin against the holy and a good-doing God, and even the smallest sin that makes us worthy of eternal hellfire. But it is stated in our text, that term is used, greater sin. Must be careful not to use the word of smaller sin. Better, greater sin. So let us not think. That may be your thought. My unconverted fellow travelers to eternity, that I'm a sinner, I'm lost, no hope. That's not written in the Bible. Still in the day of grace. Is a Savior for sinners. But that you maybe have the thought does not make so much difference whether I have more sins, I'm lost anyway. Is that written in the Bible? Justice of God shall never punish sins which we have not committed. When we speak of greater sins, then we can speak of a few points. In the first place, whose sin is committed by? Younger, older, knowledge. Whose sin is committed against? And that is against that great and majestic God, also against man. Then in the third place, we could speak of the extent. Boys and girls can understand it, that it is not the same sin when we become angry at someone or whether we murder someone. Both sin, but a greater sin. And in the fourth place, concerning time and circumstances, does he that hath delivered, O Judas, the Sanhedrin, the Jewish people, were instructed since they were little boys and girls, promised Messiah, it is true, much ignorance, much misunderstanding, did not excuse him. Thus Jesus says, judge Pontius Pilate, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Then in this morning, speaking about Pontius Pilate, not the knowledge, not instructed when he was young, not catechism classes, not school, then who has the greater sin? Pontius Pilate? Are we, when we continue to reject the Savior? Who was then the greater sin? We who have a baptized forehead may come to church each time by renewal. Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. And now finally, the outcome of this examination. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, they have already cried out, crucify him. Those Jews were not consistent, because in the Jewish law, there was nothing written about crucifixion. We read in Leviticus 24, verse 16, that a blasphemer must be stoned. And now they were asking Pontius Pilate to crucify a Jew. How is it with us? Are we consistent regarding the Word of God? Or do we obey certain portions and other portions not so important that we disobey? Thus then it is clear that in verse 12 that Pontius Pilate first went outside to the multitude and spoken about, sought to release him, has declared he found no fault. Oh, the Passover lamb that was needful. When the Jews brought their Passover lamb, needed to be inspected by the priest. And there may not be any blemish. If there was a blemish on that lamb, then the priest would say, this lamb may not be used for the Passover lamb. Oh, beautiful type. Oh, what a comfort for the church, for a guilty people, laden with the burden of their sin. Then how clearly it is testified, different testimonies, that the Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was perfect, and yet he suffered and died, because he has taken upon him the sins of all his church. The Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, Then he brought Jesus forth out of the judgment hall, still with his purple robe, crown of thorns upon his head, sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, Hebrew Gabbatha. It was the preparation of the Passover about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, behold, your king. And now in this morning, King Jesus, as the Son of God, may be presented to you. Same as Pontius Pilate has done. What must I do with Jesus? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, seek earnestly that you may be reconciled with God through his dear Son, by the work of the Spirit. We have stated it. For Pontius Pilate, it was the last personal meeting with Jesus, and the last word that he has heard was sin. What a solemn thought. The last word that Pontius Pilate has heard in the judgment hall is sin, the last meeting. The next, as we have stated, before the judgment seat, oh, the necessity for the work of the Spirit, that we may deeply uncovered learn that we are an enemy, the bitter enmity against the dear Son of God, to learn a lost, a poor sinner. Oh, when the Lord works, then it all comes back. The special meetings that we had with the Lord. Oh, if we do not give heed, what a solemn word. Proverbs 1, the verses 24 through 26. I've called ye, have refused. Stretch forth my hand, no man regard it. Will mock when your fear cometh, and laugh at your calamity. But oh, now for poor sinners, burdened sinners, sinners that cannot save themselves, sinners laboring under the wrath of God, and yet sinners who cannot meet the Lord. Oh, what a precious proclamation brought forth out of the judgment hall, the suffering, the bleeding Savior. They shall weep for him whom they have pierced. And then that precious proclamation, ah, the Lord as a people, that have chosen him as king, as their king, exercised with his kingdom and his glory. But now in this proclamation, behold your king, the suffering king, presented as priest, presented as Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of a solemn meeting between Pontius Pilate and thy dear Son, and it was the last meeting upon earth for Pontius Pilate. Lord, then we do well each time by renewal to listen as if it could be the last meeting in thy house. Only one step between us and death, and that many sighs and prayers are sent unto thee, the living God, for thy spirit, for thy light, for uncovering, but also for instruction. His name has been called Jesus because he has come to save his people from their sins. Lord, wilt thou grant thy help to keep thy day holy. Help fathers and mothers. May we be given to meditate upon that meeting, two meetings, between Pontius Pilate and Jesus in private, and the outcome. And then to examine our own lives with the outcome, the result, the fruit of all the meetings with thee, also in thy house, our Lord. Work then wonderfully and mightily in the hearts of us and our children. Spare us in this day. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 427, we shall only sing stanza 5. The stone the builders had rejected and in contempt refused to own, to their dismay has been selected to be the foremost cornerstone. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a Classes Far West meeting on Wednesday, March 18 at 9 a.m. in Sunnyside, Washington. The prayer service for the classes is on Tuesday evening, March 17 at 7 p.m., also in Sunnyside. The funeral service for Mr. Harry Altshorn is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m., here in the church. Psalter 427, the fifth stanza.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.